Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship God our King. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Come, let us worship and fall down before him. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the just. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the just. Praise the Lord with the lyre. Make melody with him, to him with harp and 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous. Praise befits the just. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Praise befits the just.
By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous.
In storehouses.
Rejoice in the Lord, Lord, you righteous. Praise befits the just.
Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him.
Rejoice in the Lord, Lord, you righteous.
And it to naught. He frustrates the plans of the people.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise the just.
The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise the just.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise the gifts of God.
The Lord looks down upon from heaven. He sees the sons of man from where he sits.
Throws forth on all the inhabitants of the earth, he who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds.
Rejoice in the Lord, all you righteous. Praise the fifth of just.
A king is not saved by his great army, a warrior is not delivered by his great strength.
Rejoice in the Lord, all Praise be fifth of joy.
Lord, how lovely it is to be your guest. Breeze full of scents, mountains reaching to the skies, waters like boundless mirrors, reflecting the sun's golden rays and the scudding clouds. All nature murmurs mysteriously, breathing the depth of tenderness. Birds and beasts of the forest bear the imprint of your love. Blessed are you, Mother Earth, in your fleeting loveliness, which awakens our yearning for happiness that will last forever in the land where, amid beauty that grows old, rings out the cry.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You have brought me into life as if an enchanted paradise. We have seen the sky like a chalice of deepest blue, where in the azure heights the birds are singing. We have listened to the soothing murmur of the forest and the melodious music of the streams. We have tasted fruit of the fine flavor and the sweet-scented honey. We can live very well on your earth. It is a pleasure to be your guest.
Glory to you for the feast of your life. Glory to you for the perfume of lilies and roses. Glory to you for each different taste of berry and fruit. Glory to you for the sparkling silver.
Flower, the exquisite scent, the delicate color, the beauty of the Most High in the tiniest of things. Glory and honor to the Spirit, the giver of life, who covers the fields with her carpet of flowers, crowns the harvest with gold, and gives us the joy of gazing at it with our eyes. Oh, be joyful and sing to him.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
You are the source of life, the destroyer of death. By the light of the new moon, nightingales sing in the valleys and hills, lie like wedding garments, white as snow. All the earth is your promised bride, awaiting her spotless husband. If the grass of the field is like this, how gloriously shall we be transfigured in the second coming after the resurrection. How splendid our bodies, how spotless our souls.
Glory to you, bringing from the depths of the earth an endless variety of colors, taste and scents. Glory to you for the warmth and tenderness of the world of nature. Glory to you for the numberless creatures
giving your holy word. To speak with you is more soothing than anointing with oil, sweeter than the honeycomb. To pray to you lifts the soul, refreshes the soul, and lifts the spirit. Where you are not, there is only emptiness. Hearts are smitten with sadness. Nature and life itself become sorrowful. Where you are, the soul is filled with abundance, and its songs resounds like a torrent of life.
Alleluia, alleluia.
When the sun is setting, when
fiery and purple, gold and blue, they speak prophetic, like of the ineffable beauty of your presence, and call for us in their majesty, we turn to the Father.
Glory to you at the hushed hour of
your fire is burning brightly. Outside is the darkness of the whirlwind, the tear and the howling of the storm. But in the heart, in the presence of Christ, there is light and peace, silence.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I see your heavens resplendent with stars. How glorious you are, radiant with light. Eternity watches me by the rays of the distant stars. I am small and significant, but the Lord is at my side. Your right arm guides me wherever I go.
Glory to you, ceaselessly watching over me. Glory to you for the encounters you arrange for me. Glory to you for the love of parents, for the faithfulness of friends. Glory to you for the humbleness of the animals which serve me. Glory to you for the unforgettable moments of life. Glory to you for the
track of the storm, your mighty right arm in a blinding flash of lightning. How awesome your majesty! The voice of the Lord fills the fields, it speaks in the rustling of trees. The voice of the Lord in thunder and downpour, the voice of the Lord is heard above the waters. Praise be to you in the roar of the mountains ablaze. You shake the earth like a garment, you pile up to the sky the waves of the sea. Praise be to you, bringing low the pride of man, bringing from his heart a cry of penitence.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
When the lightning flashes, lit up the camp, dining hall, how feeble seems the light of the lamp. Thus to you like the lightning unexpectedly, light up my heart with flashes of intense joy. After your blinding light, how drab, how colorless, how illusory all death seems, my soul clings to you.
Glory to you, the light has become men's dream. Glory to you for our unquenchable thirst for communion with God. Glory to you, making us
sounds it is your call we hear, in the harmony of many voices, in the sublime beauty of music, in the glory of the works of great composers. You lead us into the threshold of paradise to come and to the choirs of angels. All beauty has the power to draw the soul towards you and make it sing in ecstasy.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Centuries, I feel the warmth of your breath. I feel your blood pulsing in my veins. Part of time has already gone, but now you are the present. I stand by your cross. I was the cause of it. I cast myself down in the dust before it. Here is a triumph of love, the victory of salvation. Here the centuries themselves cannot remain silent, singing of your praises.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The whole of nature mysteriously smiles. Why is it that a rain of heaven gladness fills our hearts with a gladness far beyond that of the earth, and the very air in church and in the altar becomes luminous? It is the breath of your gracious love. It is the reflection of the glory of Mount Tabor. Then do heaven and earth sing your praise.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glowing in the furnace, I have seen your face, face of mystery and of unapproachable. failure and misfortune, that we may understand the sorrows of others. Glory to you, rewarding us, O Lord, for the good we do. Glory to you, welcoming the impulse of our heart's love. Glory to you, raising to the heights of heaven every act of the earth and sky. Glory to you, O God, from age to age.
No one can put together what has crumbled into dust, but you can restore a conscience turned to ashes. You can restore its former beauty, a lost soul without hope. With you there is nothing that cannot be redeemed. You are love. You are creator and redeemer. We praise you singing.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Remember, my God, the fall of Lucifer, full of pride, keeping safe with the power of your grace. Save me from falling away from you. Save me from doubt. Incline my heart to hear your mysterious voice every moment of my life. Incline my heart to call upon you. Presented and present in everything.
Glory to you for every happening, every condition your providence has put me in. Glory to you for what you speak to me in my heart. Glory to you for what you reveal to me asleep.
Centuries, I feel the warmth of your breath. I feel your blood pulsing in my veins. Part of time is already gone, but now you are the present. I stand by your cross. I was the cause of it. I cast myself down in dust before it. Here is the triumph of love, the victory of salvation. Here the centuries themselves cannot remain silent, singing your praises.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Of the dead, how resplendent they were with beauty and heavenly joy, how ethereal, how translucent their faces, how triumphant over suffering and death, their felicity and peace. Even in the silence they were calling upon you, in the hour of my death, enlighten my soul too. that it may cry out to you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
What sort of praise can I give you? I have never heard the song of the cherubim, the joy reserved for the spirits above. But I know the praises that nature sings to you. In winter, I have beheld them silently in the moonlight. The whole earth offers you prayer, clad in its white mantle of snow, sparkling like diamonds. I have seen how the rising sun rejoices in you, how the song of the birds is a chorus of praise to you. I have heard the mysterious mutterings of the forests about you, and the winds singing your praise as they stir the waters. I have understood how the choirs of stars proclaim your glory as they move forever in the depths of infinite space. What is my poor worship? All nature obeys you. I do not. Yet while I live, I see your love. I long to thank you and call upon your name.
Glory to you.
Merciful Trinity, receive my thanksgiving for all your goodness. Make us worthy of your blessing so that when we have brought to fruit the talents you have entrusted to us, we may enter into the joy of our Lord, forever exalting in the shout of victory.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Trinity, receive my thanksgiving for all your goodness. Make us worthy of your blessing so that when we have brought to fruit the talents you have entrusted to us, we may enter into the joy of our Lord, forever exalting in the shout of victory.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to you.
Christ, our sure hope, glory to thee.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Including the martyr Svetlana, whose memory commemorates today of all the saints. Have mercy upon us and save us, for he is gracious and loves mankind.
Amen.
O Lord and Master of my life, give me not a spirit of laziness, discouragement, lust for power, or foolish chatter. Give me your servant God, a spirit of patience, humility, purity, and love. Yeah, Lord and King, help me see my own sins and not judge my sister or my brother, for you alone are perfect and blessed always, to ages of ages. Amen. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. 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 God, be merciful to me, a Lord and Master of my life, give me not a spirit of laziness, discouragement, lust for power, or foolish talk. Give me your servant, God, a spirit of patience, humility, purity, and love. Lord and King, help me see my own sins and not judge my sister and my brother, who are perfect in this life. Jesus.